Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, it is Basic Gospel. This is a program where the gospel of Jesus Christ intersects with your day-to-day life. It's where we bring the Word of God, a message that was delivered to us well over 2,000 years ago, where we make it relevant to your day-to-day life, to your goings and comings as a human being here on planet Earth. So we would love to talk about any situation that you're going through, any Bible passage that you would like to discuss. Now's the time to call 866-322-2472. That is the number to call. Go ahead and dial that number right now. We would love to hear from you. We're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We went through 1 Corinthians 15 on Friday and looked at the simplicity of the message, and it's all about Christ. Oftentimes we try to make it about Christ and us. We say Christ did this, and then we're supposed to do X, Y, or Z in response. Maybe get water baptized. Maybe join a local church. Maybe tithe our money. So Christ did something, and then we add a little bit to it, and those two combined make the gospel message. But when you look at what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, it's all about Jesus. Jesus died for your sins in accordance with Scripture. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised on that third day, and then Jesus appeared. That's the message. It's all about Jesus. Now, we're recipients of that message. We get to benefit from what Christ did, but we're not a part of that message. So we have to recognize that. Now, Paul understood the importance of getting this message correctly, and the problem with us human beings trying to add to it. So that's why I wrote the letter to the church at Galatia. In chapter 1, he says this: "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel." Now, he goes on to say, not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. So we need to stand firm in what the message is. We need to be clear that it is about Jesus and Jesus alone. In Romans 10, Paul says this: faith comes by hearing, and hearing the message concerning Jesus Christ. It is not a message that says Jesus died, was buried, and raised, and if you're baptized in water, then you're saved. That is not the gospel. That is another gospel, and as Paul said, it's not really a gospel at all. It's simply a distortion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Back in the days of the Galatians, Judaizers were coming into that area, and they were telling the believers that, yes, it's great that you have believed in Jesus, but if you really want to be a part of the family of God, if you really want to be like us, then you have to be circumcised. So they were saying Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, plus your circumcision. So we don't really talk that much about circumcision. We talk about water baptism. So today in many camps, in many Christian circles, it is Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection plus water baptism. That makes up the gospel message. But according to Paul, it's no gospel at all. It's only a distortion of the real thing. So we want to stand firm on the real thing. We don't want to entertain counterfeits. We don't want to entertain religious interpretations of the gospel. We don't want to entertain sinful interpretations of the gospel. We want to hear clearly from Jesus himself. We want to hear clearly from the mouth of God, God's testimony concerning Jesus. And he goes on to say in verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. So what was the gospel that they had received? It was the message concerning Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. The story ended right there. There was nothing more added to it than what Jesus accomplished. Now, we can add to the beginning and to the end the fact that he was born into this world. That's a necessary piece. And then the final is that he ascended into heaven. But Paul really shrinks it down to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the story concerning Jesus. That is the good news. That is the testimony of God concerning his son. So, as you listen to this program today, as you say, hey, yes, I have believed this good news, I have received it unto myself, then let's have the courage to stick right there, to not entertain any of the counterfeits, and to call them out for what they are, distortions of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's stand firm in the fact that Jesus died for our sins, the fact that Jesus was buried, the fact that Jesus was raised on the third day. And when we believe that message, then we're identified with Christ in his death, his burial, and we too are raised to walk in the newness of life. This is a story about Jesus, and we are the beneficiaries of this good news that he enacted 2,000 years ago. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you have a question that you would like to pose on the broadcast, now is the time to call. I misspoke earlier about the number. It's actually 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Go ahead, pick up that phone, dial that number, and let's talk about what's going on in your life and how the Basic Gospel intersects with you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your support, your financial support, to continue this good news each and every day. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. It is our conference that we did back in October called United, 9 messages plus another bonus message that takes a look back at all that God has done through Basic Gospel and a vision for this ministry going forward as we merge our efforts with the Grace Message with Dr. Andrew Farley. So that is our gift to you, our way of saying thank you for your support of Basic Gospel this month. Go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click on the donation link, follow the instructions, and as you do, be sure to check the box requesting your digital download of our conference, United. I guarantee you it will be an encouragement to you. It will help you grow in the grace of God and understand this new covenant that you live in today. So download that and let that conference, those conferences messages be an encouragement to you. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, 844-322-2742. That's the number. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's go down to Thorndale, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
All right. Hey, Bob, I've been doing a little geography, and I was going to see if you could help me with something, you or Bob. From the North Pole to the South Pole of the Earth is 12,436.81 miles. and the circumference of the earth is 24,901 miles. So I was reading over in Psalms 103:12. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed all of our sins. And those first two numbers I threw out there seem like a finite number, but in the lieu of grace and the grace of the gospel, can you help me with that? As far as the east is from the west, I can't fathom it.
Well, I think here's the way to picture it. So, Clay, if you start in Thorndale, Texas, and start going north, at some point you're going to reach the North Pole. And as you move around the North Pole, you're going to start heading south, aren't you? And then you can go all the way down to the South Pole. And once you get there, you're gonna turn north. But when you start in Thorndale, Texas, and go east, you will just keep going east. And every time you circumference the earth, you will never reach a point unless you turn around and go the opposite way, where you will be going in the westerly direction. So if you start going east, you will just continue going east. So that's how the world is set up. And so that's, I think, why he chose that particular metaphor, to show us the fact that our sins have been infinitely removed from us, or the distance is an infinite distance.
So that'd be a good thing for me to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, correct?
I think it would be a good thing to be thankful for every day for the rest of your life.
All right. God
All right.
bless you, man.
Hey, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, Clay. Thanks for your call. Let's go up to New York and talk to Frida. Hi, Frida.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. So my question for today is, if grace is the foundation of the gospel message, why does it seem like the grace message is hidden from so many people? And what I mean by that is, like, I was going to church for, like, over, you know, close to 30 years since I was a child, and stuff that I'm hearing now, I've never heard in a church. And usually when I do my study, like, sometimes I will look on the internet for, you know, different answers, and it's always mixing law with grace. So it's like, it's almost like it's like a needle in a haystack, or a piece of hay, whatever you call it. But it seems like it's so hard to get to the gospel of grace. And I just wish that, you know, like you and Andrew Farley and all these people on, like, Freedom in Christ movement, everything, would just get together and write a grace commentary, because it is so needed, and so many people are in such confusion because they listen to these profound preachers, and they believe everything that they say. But a lot of these preachers who are writing these commentaries are mixing law with grace. So basically, why is it, it's the foundation of the gospel, but why is grace so hard for some people to grasp onto? And to find grace, the message of grace, is like it's hidden from so many people, but it's so important.
Well, Frida, that's a great question. And, you know, I think it starts with the pride of man, as it says in the Word of God in a couple of different places, that God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. So a proud heart is going to filter the message concerning Christ in a different way that a humble heart will. So a proud heart will say, yes, that's great, Jesus, you did this, but here's what I need to be doing. And this is important, what my piece of the puzzle. So we're tied to human effort. We're tied to our human pride, thinking that we can add to what Christ has already accomplished for us. And that gets down to this idea that we as human beings are basically good. And I think a proud heart makes that claim that we humans are basically good. We just need a little help from God, a little nudge from God, a little forgiveness from God, but basically we're good. We're good people. Well, that's a denial of the real problem, that we are dead in trespasses and sins, that our hearts as lost people are deceitful and wicked. Who can know them? I mean, that's the problem, and we don't like to admit that because that hurts our pride. That steps on our toes. So we march around that, and when we do, we get blinded to the grace of God. We get blinded to the simplicity of this message. But a humble heart, somebody that has been humbled by their circumstances, the world around them, and they realize that what they're looking for can't be found in the world, then when the message of Christ hits their hearts, then their eyes, their spiritual eyes are opened, and they can see the solution that they've been looking for in the person of Jesus Christ. So this message is hidden, not because God is trying to hide it. He's laying it out there in very clear, plain, black and white language. It's the pride of man. It's this enemy of the world that is trying to blind our eyes to the simplicity of what Christ has accomplished for us. So that's why, Frieda, it's important from our perspective here on the radio broadcast, and I think from a pastor's perspective in the pulpit, to never go a single day, a single opportunity without laying the foundation of the gospel, without telling people that it's the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. And if we just keep pounding, if we just keep proclaiming, if we keep telling, then people will start to hear what the message really is. So, Frieda, our tagline is hear it, believe it, live it. And it takes a lot for people to actually hear the message. I often tell this story. Years ago, I was working for a company before I moved out to Dallas and started working with this ministry. And me and my boss at that time, we went to another facility that the company had in Kentucky. And while we were there, I pulled out my Bible, and my boss said, you know, I need to stop cussing, and I need to clean up my act a little bit, as if those actions would make him right in the sight of God. So he looked at the Bible, which is God's testimony concerning Jesus, and just looking at it, he said, here's what I need to do. So he was not getting the picture. He was not getting the story. No, it's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus has already done for you. That's the story. And if you're willing to receive, to humbly receive, then salvation is yours. So let's just keep proclaiming. Let's keep preaching. Let's keep pounding so that people can hear that the message really is about Jesus.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Frieda. As always, good to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And
yes, happy Thanksgiving to you both. Thank you.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Well, that opened up a line at 844-322-2742. We had this question that came to us last Friday that we were not able to get to, and I was kind of disappointed with that, but we're going to tackle it today. It comes from Alan, who is listening here in the Dallas area, and he says this: where in the Old Testament does it say Jesus will rise on the third day? Now, that was a question asked in response to the fact that I was saying that the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus was foretold in the Old Testament. Now, you're not going to find a passage in the Old Testament that says Jesus is going to die or going to rise on the third day. But we do see Jesus, for example, saying that He will rise on the third day, just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So we see a pattern of three established in the Old Testament. You look in Genesis chapter 1, you see on the third day of creation. That's when the earth or the land was formed, and out of this earth sprung life, trees bearing fruit the third day. And then you go 3 days more to the sixth day, and you see the creation of animal life, and you see the creation of mankind out of the dust. So out of death comes life, the dust being symbolic of death. Out of that death comes life. You see in Genesis chapter 22, where God tells Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And so what did he do? Well, he gathered up his belongings. He got Isaac, and they took a three-day journey. And on that third day, he prepared the altar, and then he put Isaac upon that altar, and he was ready to sacrifice his son. And God said, stop. And there was a ram in the thicket, and God said, that is the sacrifice. And so Abraham sacrificed the ram. Now, the writer of Hebrews says, in essence, that Abraham received Isaac back from the dead. Abraham had reasoned that God could bring him back to life. And on that third day, we see a kind of metaphor of that happening in the book of Exodus. After they went through the Red Sea, they came out, they camped at Mount Sinai. And in the book of Exodus 19, we see after three moon. So we see a three-day pattern there where new life begins. And those are just kind of the tip of the iceberg as far as this pattern of three in the Old Testament. So we're not going to see anywhere that it says Jesus is going to rise on the third day, except in the gospel accounts, when Jesus, who was born under law, appeared. He was subject to the Mosaic covenant, and he died to fulfill that Mosaic covenant. So in his teaching ministry, he said very clearly that on the third day, he is going to rise from the dead. So that's the story. That's what we see in the Old Testament. As I said last week, this Old Testament foreshadows, predicts the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The Bible, from start to finish, is God's testimony concerning his son. Who is he? What did he come to do? And how is that going to benefit us who receive him by faith? That's the story of the Bible. It's there from beginning to end. That's the good news. That's the message. Let's be very clear, it's all about Jesus. Well, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Basic Gospel. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition. If you have questions, jot those down and have this number ready for the program tomorrow, 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. If you call after hours, you can leave your question on a recorded message, and we will answer it on tomorrow's broadcast. Well, again, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. Come be a part of Basic Gospel Nation by joining our financial team. Make a gift so that others can hear the good news concerning Jesus, that their sins have been forgiven through the death of Christ, that they can receive eternal life by receiving Jesus Christ by faith. It's a story that needs to be heard. It is the message that matters. Your support will get that message out to people far and wide. Well, again, thank you for joining us. Now, for our entire team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long from Louisville, Texas. We'll see you tomorrow again on Basic Gospel.